Highbridge Audio presents Luminous Airplanes by Paul Lafarge. Read by Charles Carroll. 1. Contact with Other Worlds. I had just come home from a festival in Nevada, the theme of which was contact with other worlds, when my mother, or I should say, one of my mothers, called to tell me that my grandfather had died. "I've been trying to reach you for days," she said. "Where were you?" I told her I'd been camping. I didn't tell her I was at a pagan celebration where people danced around bonfires, a kind of dress rehearsal for the end of the world. I didn't mention the huge glowing fish or the women with wings. Celeste told me that my grandfather had died on Thursday morning, around the time when I was leaving San Francisco in my friend's big white RV. My Uncle Charles found him collapsed at his desk. He'd had a heart attack, the doctor said. His death was quick and probably not painful. "That's good," I said, still dazed from the drugs I'd taken at the festival and the nights I'd gone without sleep. "When is the funeral?" "It was this morning." "You had it without me?" "We couldn't wait," Celeste said in the tone of voice she uses when eliding facts that might put her in the wrong. "Marie is closing an issue, and she has to go back to work." Marie is Celeste's twin sister, by birth Marie Celeste, as Celeste was by birth Celeste Marie, another story. She works for S, a women's magazine. "But," I began to protest, but Celeste wasn't finished catching me up on what I'd missed. "We're going to sell the house," she said. "Do you want any of your grandparents' things?"
"It would mean going back to upstate New York," she said, "because the..."